All right, this is the last regular week, meaning in which you're doing a normal procedure. There's two things basically that we're doing today, but I'll talk about those in a minute. I can't remember how much I've already described the practicum. Have I talked about it much? Okay, well, that's what we're doing a little bit less than a week from now. There's no quiz that day. That's why you're done with quizzes now. All you're doing on next week, which is the last meeting in this room, is the practicum. And I can't remember how much it's worth, but the syllabus says how much it's worth. Is it 5%? Okay. The practicum is just a test. But a practicum is not a standard test where you're sitting there and writing your answers on a piece of paper like you do for the lecture examinations. A practicum is called a practicum or a practical examination because you're interacting with something. And so there are stations. Each table will be one or two stations. So you're going to be moving around instead of just sitting in one place doing the test. And each station represents one of the weeks of the term. This is why I said on that first day that you're not allowed to forget what you've done in past weeks for two reasons. You don't want to forget the previous week because you need that information for the quiz. You also don't want to lose track of those earlier ones because the practicum is about the entire term. Okay, so each week will be represented by a different station. Now, you don't have to memorize every tiny detail of every week, of course. No raw data or anything like that. But you should know the basic major concepts. Basically, what was important about each week, what you did, why you did those things, which is why preparing for it should involve going back through the manual for each of those weeks, each of those chapters that we did, review those for major concepts and such. But I also want to point out, in case you haven't already noticed, that there is a page, I think it's the last page of the manual, dedicated to things that you should study. Don't think that those are the only things you have to know, but definitely use that page to study, okay, to prepare. I should also tell you that the practicum is standardized over all sections. So it's the only test you'll take that I didn't write. My quizzes are written by me, my tests are written by me, but this one is not written by me. So you should not expect it to be my style of language and so on. You're going to have plenty of time, so I don't want you to be time-stressed about it. But that doesn't mean you can show up late. We need to start at the same time. So make sure you're not late, even though there's no quiz that day. The practicum you don't want to be late for either. You have a question?
So it starts from 1 o'clock to 4? Or?
It starts at 1 o'clock. No one's going to be going to 4. Well, the lab doesn't even go to 4. The lab goes to 3:50, I think. But you're only going to use a portion of that because... You know, some people, if you give them 15 hours, they will think, if I sit here for 15 hours, maybe the answer will come to me. But it doesn't. You either know it or you don't. You're going to have much more time than you need. All right? So I'll talk more about moving around in the stations on that day when you show up. Other than that, though, any questions about the practicum? Yeah.
So is it like inputting like the data and seeing?
Well, every station is different. Every station is, you know, you're either looking at something or interacting with something, or some of them can just simply be questions, but they just happen to be at that station. So there's no rule of thumb as to what is covered. It just depends on what was important that week. Yeah. No. Only your brain and a pencil. Well, there will be some other things out, like ruler if you need it, colored pencils, calculator, whatever. But other than that, no, you're not allowed to bring in your own materials. Anything else? Then this week, this final week, final normal week, you're doing the rebops thing, which is on whatever page. And that's what probably most of you will start with, which is fine. But also, you want to do what comes just before that in the manual, which is the meiosis. What's it called? Meiosis model. Yeah. There are two duplicate sets of trays back here, these red trays. So if it gets bottlenecked, just move to the other one. Doesn't matter which one you use. They're labeled as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each single tray represents a cell, one cell. And the pipe cleaners represent DNA. So based on what you've just learned upstairs, try to guess which one. These aren't in the order in which they happen. They're just numbered 1 through 5. Tell me what each number represents. Or check with me if you're unsure, but make sense of it. That's really all there is to that. The rebops one will, hopefully I gave you enough information today to make for this to make sense. I'm not done with Mendelian genetics yet. But in addition to building rebops, which are fictional organisms that you're going to be building out of marshmallows and pins and stuff, it also involves these sets of laminated strips. If you take the clip off and look at these, I don't remember how many there are, but there are some number of strips. What does each individual strip represent in biology?
A pair of alleles.
No. An entire strip. No.
Location.
No. What's different about the different strips?
Chromosome.
Each strip is a chromosome. That's why they're all different lengths. And so there are many, many genes on each chromosome, right? But on each of these chromosomes, only one gene is actually labeled. We're just ignoring all the other genes that are on that same chromosome. Notice, though, that each chromosome has one letter on it. Now, each letter represents what thing that you've learned about? Not a genotype. A what? No. A phenotype is never just a symbol. A phenotype is a descriptive phrase. Genotypes are sequences of symbols, like letters. But that's not, you know, a genotype is not what one letter on one strip represents. What is the word that I gave you that applies to one letter on a single chromosome? What is it? Allele, yes. Okay, so you can tell genes apart, not only because they're on different chromosomes, but because they use different symbols, right? There is the A gene, the B gene, and so on. But there's two versions of A, uppercase and lowercase. Each individual A is an allele. All right, now this whole set of yellow chromosomes will be found in one individual, right? One parent. The blue set would be in another parent. Now, the parents themselves are diploid, so they would really have two sets. Right? They're diploid, so they would have two of the biggest, two of the next biggest, and so on. But when you produce a new generation, an offspring rebop, using those parents as parents, that involves meiosis to produce gametes, right? And meiosis randomly chooses, for each individual gamete, it randomly chooses from a diploid parent one of the two homologs of each type. And so the yellow ones are coming from one parent, the blue ones are coming from another parent. And whatever alleles you have on there, the pair of alleles, one from yellow and one from blue, would be the diploid genotype for that characteristic in the offspring. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The single letter would represent the haploid genotype of the gamete produced by this, by that parent. Gametes are haploid cells, so they have haploid genotypes. Zygotes, that is the beginning of a new rebop, are diploid cells. They therefore have diploid genotypes. So the rest of it hopefully will just make sense based on what I said today, but talk it out as you go through it. Build your... Now, everyone's going to be building a different rebop, but you're building a lot of the materials over here. Just pay attention to these labels as to which kind of tack represents which kind of structure. And you have a table in there of different genotypes telling you what the phenotype is that corresponds to that genotype. The body parts are made out of very well used. I don't think you'll be tempted to eat these marshmallows. They've been handled by hundreds of students. So you shouldn't be eating in the lab anyway. But I'll leave you at it.